For a lot of reasons, the 20th century, so far, has been a bad time for bees, most dramatically through what has come to be called colony collapse disorder.
Colony collapse disorder is a phenomenon where the bees don't come back to their hive. The queen is there, honey is there, and the bees don't return. This could be 30 to 50,000 bees that disappear.
That's Taggart Siegel. He's not a beekeeper, but a documentary filmmaker, whose most recent production is Queen of the Sun, What Are the Bees Telling Us? Among other things, it shows that colony collapse has become a worldwide concern.
You know, even New Zealand, which is a very pristine area, is now experiencing some die-offs, especially because varroa mite has entered into the country. But it doesn't cause colony collapse disorder. It's just one thing that's going on, hurting the bees.
There does not appear to be any single thing that is causing these massive bee die-offs. But Siegel theorizes that there may be a common factor involved, what he calls the industrialization of pollination.
We treat them like a commodity. We ship them across the country as pollination services. We steal all their honey, and we leave very little for them, and supplement that with corn syrup. And as Michael Pollan in the film says, nothing more viscerally offensive than feeding the creators of honey corn syrup. In this corn syrup, they often put in antibiotics. And so those antibiotics go into the honey, and then you eat that honey, you're also becoming resistant to those antibiotics. So you got to be very careful where you get your honey.
Then there's the practice of queen bee breeding, a manipulation of their genetic stock that has been going on for decades.
Instead of one queen at a time, and let the beehive figure out their own queen, man has developed a way to have multiple queens that they breed, and then they take those queens and they sell them around the country and the world. So these queens' genetic stock has lessened a great deal, and they've gotten weaker and weaker.
A widely circulated quote, commonly attributed to Albert Einstein, has him saying that if bees were to die out altogether, humankind would follow suit in just 4 years. Siegel isn't convinced that's accurate, but he believes that some big changes are needed so that we don't find out.
Because they're dying out, and we depend on them so much for not only 40% of our food, but many ecosystems are dependent on pollinators. So if bees are dying out, it's telling us that we really need to wake up, change our industrialized practice of agriculture. And if bees are dying out, then we will potentially suffer greatly.
That, he concludes, is what the bees are now telling us. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.